The Gemara Daf Chaf Amud Aleph on the bottom brings down a Peldik and Maisa that happened with Reb Elazar ben Shimon. It says Maisa Reb Elazar ben Shimon should Migdal Gadar. He was coming from his rabbi's house, and he was Rachav Lachamar. He was riding a donkey in Matayel Svasnar, and he was Samech Simcha Gedayla. He was very happy. He said Daita Gasa Lav Neshulam Atar Harbi. He was very happy and he felt very good about himself because he just finished learning a lot of Torah. He's Damelay Adam Echad Shemachur BeYoser. He bumped into a person who was extremely not good looking. He was very very much Mechur. Amalei, the person said to him, Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi, Shalom Aleichem. He said to Blazer Reb Shimon, V'lo Hichzalei, and Blazer Reb Shimon did not answer him back. Amalei, he said to him, Blazer Reb Shimon said to this person, Reka, Kama Mechur Oysa Ish. How ugly are you? Shemekol Bnei Yircha Mechuarin Kamaischa. Perhaps everyone in your city looks like you and is Mechur like you. Amalei, so the person said to him, Eni Yodea, I don't know. He says, I don't know, but why don't you go to the one who created me, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and tell him that, you know, you made a bria, which is very mechur, which is very not good looking. When he realized that he did something wrong, he got off the donkey, and the Gemara goes through the whole Maisa. Eventually he came to his city, and he was mekabel not to do this again, and then he was meichel him. Now, obviously, it's very difficult to understand this Maisa. How could a Blazer Shimon say such a thing to him, even though he asked Mechila? But what was going on? What was the Havamina to speak to him in such a way, which was L'chara, not a sensitive way of speaking? And they saw a beautiful Hezbollah from Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita in his Sefer Time with the Crown, Parshas Bereishis. He says like this. He says that, you know, when he saw this person who was Mechur B'Yaiser, he stood out in his being Mechur, looking not good looking in a very extreme way. He looked different than everyone else. And he brings down that the halacha is, if you see a person who is looks different than everyone else, whether he's mechur or other shinuyim, then you have to make a bracha. This is in Shulchan Aruch and Reish Chafei and Seif Ches and Tes. It says if you see a raya kushi, v'gichar, or a lavkan, or a chiger, a kiteya, suma, someone who is missing limbs, mukashchen, he's a mukashchen, ba'akonim, yeah, whatever it is, a person who has something about his body that physically he looks very much, very different than everyone else, so a bracha has to be made. But what is the bracha? So the Shulchan Aruch says it depends. It says, imhim imei imam. If that shina that they have, if the thing that makes them look different than everyone else is something they were born with, then mevarach mishan abrius, then you make the bracha of mishan abrius. Mishana achakach, but if you were not born that way, it's something that happened later on in life, then mevarach dayana emes, then you make a dayana emes. So if you're born with this shinui, you make a mishana abrius. If it happened later on, sometime in life, then you make a dayana emes. So Reb Chaim says that Reb Elazar ben Shimon saw this person who was mechur b'yaser, and he felt that he has to make a bracha on him. He deserves a bracha, but he was mesupik which bracha to make. Because if this person was born like this, born mechur b'yaser, then the bracha would be mishana abrius. But if he was not born this way, and it's something that changed later on in throughout life, he became mechur, then the bracha would be dayana emes. So he didn't know which one it was, so he asked him in a roundabout way to try to figure out which way it was. And that's what he meant when he asked him, Shema kol bnei yircha mechuarin kamaischa, is perhaps everyone in your city like you? Does everyone there look mechur like you? And he was trying to say that if the answer is yes, if everyone looks this way, then that's mistama, something that happened later. That's the way they're born, that's the way people look in that part of the world, and it's from birth, and therefore the bracha would be mishan habrius. But if everyone else does not look this way, and it's only him, it's you know, he was a yachid, he was mechur, no one else is, then it's mistaber that it's something that happened later on in life, it was a shinu that happened later on, and then the bracha would be dayana emes. And that's what he was trying to figure out by asking him this question. He wanted to be mevar what the proper bracha was. But at the end of the day, the Gemara says it was a taina, and he even though he didn't mean to make him feel bad, but the way he said it, he said it in a way that made this person feel bad, and he should have said it in a different way. He should have asked him, you know, straight out to legabi the brachas or whatever, in a way that's not going to make him feel bad. And therefore he had to ask mechila. And the reason why he didn't have that sensitivity to ask it in the proper way, that the Gemara is saying, was because Daita Gasalav Neshalam Atara Harbe, he learned a lot of Torah and he felt good about himself, and because of that he did not have the sensitivity to ask his question in a way that would not make him feel bad. But Reb Chaim is learning that Avada, he didn't never had a Havamina to make him feel bad or to be Mevazim. It was a halachic suffix that he was trying to be Mevar, but even that, he should have said it in a way that would not make this person feel bad. And that's why he had to ask a mechila, and that is the beer that he says in the Gemara. It just makes it a little bit easier to hear what was going on over here, what was the Havamina to speak to him in such a way that it was based on this halacha to try to be mevar if this is something that happened from birth or something that happened later on.